And we're going to go now to U.S. reaction to the London bombings. The Homeland Security Secretary, Michael Chertoff, spoke earlier at a news conference in Washington talking about how the attack in Britain would affect terror threat levels here.
In light of today's attacks in London, the United States government is raising the threat level from code yellow, or elevated, to code orange, high, targeted only to the mass transit portion of the transportation sector.
That's the Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff speaking earlier. NPR's Larry Abramson joins us now from Washington. Larry, what else did Mr. Chertoff say is being done?
Well, he urged transportation officials all across the country to follow suggestions that have already been discussed with them in the past to use additional law enforcement means, canine bomb-detecting dog teams to go through subway and train systems, look for bombs, use increased video surveillance, also use perimeter barriers and extra intrusion detection equipment, and even to inspect trash receptacles. These are all standard measures that have been used many times now since 9/11 in order to raise the security level. And as you noted in Mr. Chertoff's statement, he's limiting the elevated nature of the security alert to the transportation, the mass transit systems, excluding airlines, I should note. And this is similar to what they did last August, the last time they raised the level, when they only raised the alert level for the financial sector in New Jersey and New York after intelligence information indicated they might be at risk.
So elevated alert for things like trains, buses,
subways, obviously. I mean, you know, obviously the same kinds of things that are same kind of transit systems that were attacked in London,
but not airports. You know, often
Of course, airports are already so tight. There's really not that much more that they could do there.
Yeah, often before a terrorist event or attack like this, intelligence systems will notice increased chatter, what they call chatter, on either cell phones or on the internet. Is there any indication that U.S. officials saw a threat coming?
There's been no indication shared with us right now that there was any kind of warning, any kind of elevated level of chatter. And, you know, that may be bad in the sense that our abilities to, you know, give us some sort of advance warning of this kind of thing are not that sensitive right now. And obviously there's no indication that there is any real threat aimed at the United States right now. And I have to say that even though the threat level was raised for a mass transit, we're not seeing the kind of, I don't know, not panic, but you know, serious reaction to this attack here in the United States outside of mass transit that we saw in years past. And I think that just speaks to a level of experience which tells them that this doesn't mean that there's going to be another attack in the immediate future.
Well, what kind of security will people be seeing on U.S. transit systems?
Well, I'm sure people all over the country are seeing things similar to what I saw when I came to work this morning. There are dogs walking around, that is, canine units walking around the subway system. Police are elevating their patrols somewhat, and in the metro system in the Washington area, there are police all over from different jurisdictions, from suburban counties, that are helping to inspect. We also saw that Capitol Hill, which has become a virtual fortress in recent years, they were inspecting people's trunks when they drove onto Capitol Hill. And there are other areas of the country where I think you'll see similar security measures that are not exceptional, not things that we've never seen before, but aren't the usual deal when you're going to work.
It's going to take you a little more time to get wherever you're going.
And then may continue for the rest of the week.
Yeah. NPR's Larry Abramson in Washington. Larry, thank you.
Thank you.